Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich. We have been featuring poetry throughout April, National Poetry Month. Today, we'll meet another Wisconsin poet, or at least a poet who is a Wisconsin native. She got her start in poetry when she was in middle school. Erin Larandos is a public librarian who graduated from UW-Milwaukee and now lives in the Southwest. She explains to Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson about the first time she wrote a poem.
We had a weekly writing time during one of my classes in sixth grade, and each week the teacher would put a little prompt up on the board, and then we would just have a free write for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And one day, the prompt was to think about what it would mean to be an inch tall. And of course, you know, most people just sort of talked about how everything's taller than them and all that sort of thing. But that was actually the time that I wrote my very first poem. I wrote about, you know, what it would be to be an inch tall. And of course, the real clincher at the end was, take it from me, I am an inch tall. Really deep stuff, you know?
Yeah. So then what kind of poetry do you write? What is it, rhyming, or what do you aim for when you are writing poetry?
Most of my stuff is in, you know, a really free, non-formatic style. I do try to emulate different styles sometimes, especially if there's something new that I haven't, you know, been able to play around with. I do like writing haiku. The other style that, you know, when I'm just trying to be creative and I don't really have anything specific that I want to talk about, a style that I'll go to is called pie poetry, which of course is following the format of pie, you know, 3.14, on and on and on. Hmm. And so similar to the haiku style, you're breaking down the lines by syllables, but the first line would have three syllables, the second line would have one syllable, et cetera, et cetera. And so in theory, that poem could go on forever because
exactly.
Pie goes on forever. I actually heard about that style from kind of a random source. I follow the author Anne Rice's assistant, who is also an author. His name is Beckett, on Facebook, and he posts a lot of those. And so that's where I heard about that one, and I thought that was kind of interesting that, there's always a limit to how far you can go with a lot of other styles because there's either a certain number of lines or you have to end in a certain way, that sort of thing. But with that, you could really go on forever and ever. So that's kind of an interesting way to look at it.
I really like that there's a kind of a meaning or kind of a code behind the poetry rather than here's just a bunch of random thoughts. So that's mm-hmm. really interesting.
Yeah.
You have three different poems. So what is the first one about?
The first one I actually just wrote this week. I was sitting outside on my lunch break from the library.
Now, you're actually in Arizona as opposed to Wisconsin.
Yes. So I should mention that it's a little warmer out here. I can actually sit outside for lunch already. But I should give a little bit of background on that. Since I just recently moved out here, I got a job as a tech librarian at the Mesa Public Library in Mesa, Arizona. And if you're unfamiliar with the Phoenix area, it's one of the largest cities in the country. And so, of course, we experience a lot of homelessness and, you know, different income and, you know, different demographics than, you know, a lot of other areas. And, you know, I know, obviously, Milwaukee has those issues, too. But, you know, I grew up in the Madison area in Wisconsin, and you saw it, but you didn't see it quite as much as you see out here just because of the population density. And so the location of the library in the city of Mesa is right around a lot of the other, you know, government buildings and city buildings and whatnot. And there's a lot of open spaces where homeless people tend to congregate. And it's one thing that, you know, if you're not used to seeing it like that, it can strike you a great force. And so earlier this week, I was walking behind the library. There's a green space that's irrigated, so you can't walk through it. And then a lot of paved areas. And one of the little kind of seating areas was overtaken by this homeless man. And so as I was forcefully having to walk around this person because of his location and where I was trying to get, you know, it just kind of struck me as like, why am I so concerned about the fact that I'm walking around this guy? You know, what is that supposed to mean to me? So as I was sitting there eating my lunch, I, just quick pulled out my notebook and started writing about it. And this is what came from it. So this one's a new one, so it's not quite as edited and polished as it might be, but.
So what's it called?
And I tend not to title my poems. I don't know. I just can never come up with another word or two. They say that poets are just writers who can't finish their sentences. Well, poets are also writers who don't want to have to write more than they, you know, absolutely have to.
There you go.
So it's not titled. How am I supposed to feel? Walking that extra distance around the homeless man sleeping in my way? With my large soda and ice cream balanced precariously in my hand, the opposite shoulder slung with designer bag filled with books, phone, wallet. I'm sorry, I'm rushing back to my job that paid for these things, but cannot repay you.
Wow. Wow, that can really hit home, especially from the Milwaukee area.
And, you know, that was always one thing that struck me visiting Milwaukee, you know, growing up in Madison. I do have family in Milwaukee as well. And so, you know, I was there not just for school. And, you know, as soon as you get to the downtown area, there's a stark difference between that and the suburbs. And it's hard, you know, to see that when you're not used to it. That's for sure.
Definitely. So do we have another one?
We do. This one I actually wrote a few years ago when I was 26. We had just gotten married, and my husband and I were starting to consider whether or not we wanted to have kids right away or if we wanted to wait and that sort of thing. And, you know, this might be a little TMI for some people, but of course, every month when you're waiting to see if you're going to have a baby, you know, there's a certain thing that happens when you're a woman. And, you know, it started to make me think about how we think about these supposedly natural things that happen to us and how that image of how these things are supposed to be functioning in our lives change as we go throughout our life, I guess, is the idea behind it. So this one is also untitled. At 26, it should no longer be a scare, but that terminology is stuck, lodged like a brand new embryo in my brain. I want to loose it from its mooring and send it out on a monthly flow.
So then I wonder what happened.
Well, eventually we had a child. She's a year and a half old now.
Aww.
And actually, I should say that whole, you know, thought process didn't take very long. We'd been together for quite a number of years before we got married. So the fact that we only waited 3 months to have a kid was not all that odd.
That's true.
So it worked out well.
Good. All right. And then do you have one last one for us?
I do. And this one, there's really no story behind except for the story that it's telling. So it's pretty self-explanatory. For one moment, one microsecond in the darkness of midnight, I could not tell, could not decide if the sirens blared only in my mind. My ears rang for hours or minutes in the late night, blackness seeping through the windows, shrouded in a fog of sleep.
Well, Erin Larandos, you are quite the poet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being on our show, and we hope to have you back soon.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate being able to talk to the folks that I haven't seen for a while.
Exactly. And you come back to Wisconsin anytime.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Librarian and poet Erin Larandos is a native of Verona, Wisconsin, and a graduate of UW-Milwaukee. She recently moved to Arizona with her husband and daughter and now lives outside Phoenix, where she is a librarian at the Mesa Public Library. She spoke with Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson. That's all for the Friday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke. Great to have you listening today, and I sure hope you'll join us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee, 414-227-3210 or WUWM.com/give. Thanks so much. It's 11 o'clock.